Random House Audio presents Blue Plate Special, an autobiography of my appetites by Kate Christensen. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. For Liz, Susan, and Emily. Often the place and time help make a food what it becomes, even more than the food itself. M.F.K. Fisher. If we could just have the kitchen and the bedroom, that would be all we need. Julia Child. Prologue. Often, whenever I come up against anything painful or difficult, my mind escapes to food. I am sure I am far from alone in this. Even if I'm too upset to eat, just the thought of a grilled cheese sandwich and a bowl of tomato soup is warm and cozy and savory and comforting. Unlike memories, emotions, experiences, food is an irrefutable fact, a bit of physical nourishment, and when it's gone, it's gone. During the worst dark nights of the soul, my smaller failings rise up one by one in a chorus of metallic voices, that unwritten, obligatory, important letter, my tipsy, laughing, unintentional, klutzy faux pas booming into a sudden silence, the failure to speak when speaking would have helped someone. These things are much worse to recall than any of my gigantic, life-changing mistakes. Those are boulders too big to see all at once, hulking, unmoving, and strangely safe, whereas the little things generate a cascade that turns into an avalanche. They're all attached to one another somehow, neurochemically, so that remembering just one of them sets off a chain reaction sparking all the way back through the decades.